Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Or no?
No.
Okay, we can continue. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 35. 33. Sorry?
33.
Between 18 and 35 years old. Thank you. I appreciate that. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County, I mean county, are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I wouldn't say it's moving at all.
Okay, would you lean more into thinking that it's going into the right direction or off on the wrong track?
I'll take that second one.
Okay. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear in your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion is important. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, indefinitely.
Thank you so much. Now, if you knew that this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely vote yes? Still?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trail, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Next is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per day. The next is, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per day. And I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Number two.
Number two. Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety? Making housing more affordable? improving public education in local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes, and reducing government spending. You said that the one that they should focus most on to help you and your family. Which one would you select?
Housing.
Housing, affordable housing? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Let me go ahead and select that in that case, sir. Making housing more affordable. Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART, TART Trails.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Your city or township government?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Grand Traverse County government?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing, I'm sorry, too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slow.
Too slowly, right? If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'll say don't trust.
Would you say you definitely do not trust or probably do not trust?
Probably.
Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To plan and construct new trails.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly. Approve.
Strongly approve. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness. Sorry.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To promote local economic development.
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? If you were forced to choose.
Number two,
right. Okay, thank you. And now you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. More likely or less likely?
Likely.
And would you say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Same options.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Somewhat not convincing.
Not too convincing, right? Thank you. Now, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, right? Thank you. Now, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams.
More convincing.
Somewhat convincing, you said, or very convincing?
Very.
Your opinion is important, sir. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very convincing.
Okay. And now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, now I'm taking into account everything you just heard. You will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, again, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Indifferent.
Indifference, no difference whatsoever, okay? With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
And not convincing.
Not at all. Convincing or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill.
Not at all convincing.
Not all convincing. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. If this proposal will bring more tourists to our community, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Moving forward, sir, with the 81% almost done, just a few more minutes. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have no hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is...
vital.
Vital. Okay? If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is vital. You said, right? V-I-T-A-L?
And maybe I hadn't heard you correctly. Can you repeat the statement?
Yeah, the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is...
The planning team.
The planning team. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. So if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is the planning team. Thank you so very much, sir. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. Shall the county, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mile for locals, 1 mile for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and lived in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely vote yes in favor. Thank you, sir. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, Joe Biden, thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated, Democrat or Republican?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
A very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
I appreciate that. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduate.
Graduate? College graduate with a bachelor's of 4-year degree, right?
No, a master's program.
Associate, right?
No, master's.
Oh, master. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. A postgraduate degree. Okay. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
No.
Do you own it or rent it?
Rent.
All right, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Black.
Black, African American. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It was a pleasure speaking with you, sir. Hope you have a great day.
Take care.
Take care, too.